That's a lesson Singapore is learning this week. The small country in Southeast Asia has been held up as a role model because the government there acted swiftly to fight the coronavirus by closing borders and using technology to aggressively track infections. But then COVID-19 infections in Singapore suddenly spiked to more than 10,000. There may be a sobering lesson here for the United States, as the world's Patrick Nguyen reports.
The new coronavirus has generated lots of new lingo. There's social distancing, flatten the curve, the dreaded super spreader. And in Singapore, they have the circuit breaker.
Let's be quite clear about what this circuit breaker means. It really requires all of us to minimize movement and stay at home as much as possible.
That's a top government minister in Singapore, Lawrence Wong. The circuit breaker is basically a campaign to get people to stay at home. You can go for a walk. You cannot go to a party. You can go grab a cup of coffee. You cannot stand close to someone in line, or you might get a huge fine. It's not as hardcore as, say, China's total lockdown in Wuhan, or even Italy. It's actually closer to New York. And it seemed to be working great, until...
Singapore has reported a record 1,426 new COVID-19 cases, the first time daily figures have exceeded 1,000.
Big spike. Singapore, a city-state of 5 million people, suddenly has the most cases in Southeast Asia. And this is a bad sign for everyone, including the United States. Singapore's recipe for success is circuit breaker plus testing people like crazy and aggressive contact tracing, where authorities do detective work and find out everyone that an infected person has hung out with, and they check them too. That cocktail of strategies is now being pushed in the U.S. Dr. Anthony Fauci says contact tracing is key for America to get to its big re-entry, people going back to school and work.
The real proof of the pudding of the success of this re-entry is how quickly and effectively you identify them, you get them out of circulation, you give them care where needed, and you do contact tracing.
But if Singapore is now seeing a second outbreak, does that mean their golden strategy, the one America wants to imitate, isn't as effective as we'd hoped? That's the fear, at least. So it's worth asking, what exactly went wrong in Singapore?
We've seen outbreaks in several foreign worker dormitories. Many dorms have cases, and some dorms have many cases.
Dorms for migrant workers, says Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, recently addressing the nation. These are cement rooms with a dozen people just crammed in there on bunk beds. Migrant workers from China, Malaysia, Bangladesh, and infections were probably growing there weeks ago, even before the circuit breaker policy kicked in. The prime minister says Singapore would now be in really, really bad shape with no circuit breaker at all.
If some of us fail to comply strictly with the measures, the circuit breaker will fail, then all our inconvenience, pain and sacrifice will have been in vain.
What is the lesson here? Well, for U.S. cities like, say, New York, there will be a lull in cases at some point, and lots of people will think, we beat it, it's over. But even in Singapore, an inspiration to health experts around the world, they still missed these hidden hotspots of infection. If you lift the lockdown too soon, they explode, and the quarantine starts all over again. So for now, as Prime Minister Lee says, please just stay home.
If you really have no choice but to go out for food or necessities, make sure you wear a mask and stay a safe distance away from everyone else. And don't linger. Don't dawdle.
For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok.